Okay, good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. But before we begin today's meeting, I'd like to turn the floor over to Greg Kupka, Metro's Office of Safety and Environmental Management, to provide us with this morning's safety contact. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you. In case of an emergency, we will egress through the main doors or the closest exit, which are illuminated by an exit sign. We will assemble on the lawn of the National Building Museum. An AED is available behind the guard station. Fire extinguishers are located throughout the building, and the restrooms are past the guard desk on the left. The safety contact for today highlights the Center for Disease Control's National Protect Your Hearing Month, which promotes hearing protection awareness. Repeated exposure to loud noise over the years can damage your hearing long after that exposure is stopped, and it can affect anyone regardless of age. Sound is measured in decibels, the level that requires hearing protection, according to the National Institute for Occupational Health and Safety, is 85 decibels over an 8-hour period, or 100 decibels for less than 15 minutes per day. Some of the more familiar sounds of the fall season can be quite high. For example, sporting events are 117 decibels, leaf blowers are 112 decibels, and lawnmowers are 94. And according to my sound app right now, it's about 75 decibels from where I'm sitting. There are several ways for you to determine if the environment you're in is too loud, including shouting to make yourself heard, or if you have difficulty hearing somebody who is within 3 feet of you. Alternatively, you can download a sound meter app on your phone, which is pretty accurate when compared to certified industrial hygiene equipment. Finally, the primary way to protect your hearing is just to use common sense. Turn down the music, walk away, or protect your ears by using foam earplugs or earmuffs. Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you, Greg. Before we begin, I'd like to recognize that Devin Rouse will be sitting in for at least the initial part of this morning for Mr. Horner, who's on his way to the meeting, and he will be here shortly. So our first order of business today is to approve the agenda. If there are no objections, we'll consider the agenda approved as presented. Are there any objections? None? Okay, thank you. Now to the approval of the minutes. Could I have a motion for the approval of the minutes for the July 25th committee meeting and executive session and the September 12th committee meeting? Motion by Mr. Goldman. Is there a second? Second. Thank you, Mr. Bolger. All those in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, the minutes are approved. Next, we move on to this morning's action item. It's an acceptance of an Inspector General report. The Executive Committee has the responsibility of reviewing and accepting audits and other reports by the Inspector General. The committee has reviewed the following report: audit of the WMATA's contracting officer technical representatives. Before we vote, Mr. Dingbaum, would you provide the committee with a brief overview of that report?
The contracting officer's technical representative program requires improvement. Specifically, WMATA lacks a comprehensive and cohesive program management. WMATA does not provide adequate training for the contracting officer's technical representatives and does not require the technical representatives to follow policies and procedures. This is important because COTARs are heavily involved throughout the contract life cycle, from initiation to closeout. The technical representatives determine whether the outcome of the contract itself is successful or not. The deficiencies in WMATA's COTAR program puts WMATA at a high risk of not receiving the goods and services for which it has contracted, and at risk for making improper payments to the contractors. Management has accepted the findings and recommendations in this report and has already appointed a manager over the contracting officer's technical representative program. It is in the process of implementing the remaining recommendations.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dingbaum. Any questions from the committee members? Any questions from our fellow board members? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dingbaum. Upon accepting this report as final, the report and corrective actions planned, if any, shall be deemed approved. Approval of this report will constitute the Board of Directors' authorization to post the reports on the WMATA website, provided the Inspector General has conferred with the General Counsel and confirmed that any private or confidential information has been removed, redacted, in accordance with applicable law and WMATA policy. I move that the Executive Committee accept this report. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Rouse. Also seconded by Mr. Bolger. All right, all those in favor? Any opposed? All right, thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.